Test Yourself, Units 5 through 8, Part 1, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear,
"Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
"Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary."
"Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?"
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
1. "What? You're going to a party again? Jenny, it's time you cooled down a bit and spent more time on your studies."
"Oh, Dad, just one or two parties a week wouldn't make me a party animal. My friend Laura goes partying almost every day."
"What does Jenny's father think of her?"
2. "Brian, let's go swimming. It's such a beautiful day."
"Okay, Cindy, if you don't mind waiting. Before I go with you, I must finish my lab report. It's due at 3 o'clock.
What do we learn from the conversation? 3. "We were scared when we saw you fall from the bike. How bad is the injury, Nick?"
"Nothing serious, but I'm afraid I won't be able to join in this afternoon's basketball game."
What do we learn about Nick from the conversation?
4. "Barbara, could you tell us what is the schedule for next week?"
"We are going to visit the Midwest and explore what is known as small town America. It will be a totally different experience from what you have seen in New York and Boston."
"What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?"
5. "Excuse me, could you help me find The Sun Also Rises, a novel by Ernest Hemingway?"
"Why don't you search for it on the computer over there? It's much easier than if you look at the titles on the shelves."
Where does this conversation most probably take place?
6. "I wonder how often you go to the supermarket to get groceries. Could you give me a ride when you go?"
"Of course, with pleasure. These days, both my kids are back from college, and I have to go shopping every other day."
"What is going to happen in a day or two?" 7. "Will Flight 9988 arrive on time at 2?
"I'm sorry. Flight 9988 is delayed due to a storm. We will announce its time of arrival as soon as we get notice."
What do we learn about Flight 9988 from the conversation? 8. "Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the nearest filling station?"
"I'm sorry. I am a stranger here. I guess you have to ask a native to get the information."
What do we learn about the woman from the conversation? 9. "Lillian, are you going to town? I have run out of envelopes, and I wonder if you can bring some back for me. I have several letters to write today."
"I'm sorry, I'm not going anywhere. But I guess you can get them from the campus bookstore."
What do we learn from the conversation? 10. "Next time you see Ted, please don't forget to give him my best regards."
"Sure. But he has been assigned to a New York office now. I don't know when I can see him again."
What can we infer from the conversation?
Section B, Compound Dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
I was 14 when Mr. Ingram hired me as a farmhand. It was the first time I was actually paid for work. One day, Mr. Ingram found an old truck that was stuck in the soft, sandy soil of our field. It was full of melons that someone had tried to steal before his truck got bogged down. Mr. Ingram explained that the truck's owner would be returning soon, and he wanted me to watch and learn. It wasn't long before a local guy with a terrible reputation for fighting and stealing showed up with his two full-grown sons. They looked really angry. Calmly, Mr. Ingram said, "Well, I see you want to buy some watermelons from us." There was a long silence before the man answered, "Yeah, I guess so. What are you getting for them?" 25 cents each." "Well, I guess that would be fair enough if you help me get my truck out of here." It turned out to be our biggest sale of the summer, and a nasty, perhaps violent incident had been avoided. After they left, Mr. Ingram smiled and said to me, "Son, if you don't forgive your enemies, you're going to run out of friends."
This is the end of listening comprehension.